विह देहु भाजांग निलोके कष्टान कामान अरहति बिरभुजांग जे तपो दिव्यंग पुत्र का जीन सत्तंग शुद्धे जस्माद् ब्रह्म सुखम तनंतम। दिस इवनिंग आई शैल एक्सप्लेन टू यू सम ऑफ द इम्पॉर्टेंट वर्सेस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम। Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest contribution of Vedic literature.
Srimad Bhagavatam est la contribution la plus importante qu'ont apporté les écritures védiques.
In the Vedic literature, we find a desire tree. Whatever knowledge you want to derive, there is in the Vedic literature. And Srimad Bhagavatam is described as Nigama Kalpataror Golitam Phalam. The desire tree of Vedic literature, and a tree is eulogized on account of the fruit. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of that desire tree. Just like so God has given our food, nice milk, fruits, food grains, and sugar, rice, wheat, so many nice things. So we are not meant for eating stew.
Mais Dieu nous a donné, parce qu'il y a des humains, des aliments différents à manger. Il nous a donné des céréales, il nous a donné des fruits, il nous a donné du riz, du sucre. Mais nous ne sommes pas faits, ayant un corps humain, pour manger des excréments comme les porcs.
But at the present moment, we have discovered a civilization that every man is to work very, very hard, day and night, and he is satisfied only in sex intercourse. This is the tendency of this material world. For sense gratification, one is advised to work hard, day and night, like asses, dogs and hogs.
C'est là la tendance de la situation actuelle. On recommande à tous de travailler très dur, jour et nuit, simplement afin de trouver des plaisirs très, très, très importants. De travailler dur, de vivre comme des ânes, comme des porcs, comme des chameaux.
Therefore, Rishabhdev advises his sons, my dear sons, you do not waste your valuable body, human body, like the dogs and hogs.
Pour cette raison que le roi Rishabhdev conseillait à ses fils de ne pas gaspiller leur vie comme les chiens, comme les chameaux et comme les porcs, mais de les utiliser en tant qu'êtres humains.
Then what is the purpose of human life if we are not meant for living like the dogs and hogs? Then what is the standard of human life? The answer is tapo. The mam putraka. My dear son, this life is meant for tapa. Tapa means austerity.
Alors Rishabhdev a donné la réponse à ses fils en lui disant que la vie humaine est faite pour tapa. Et tapa veut dire austérité.
Tapa, another meaning is that temperate. Just like if we go in front of the fire, or if you go in the open sunlight, we get some temperature. That is called tapo. Or tapo. Sometimes it is called tapo, temperature. Yes. So, this tapo means some temperature. Why it is not working? That means voluntarily we have to accept some tapo or little temperature.
Donc tapo veut dire température, et cela veut dire qu'il faut accepter volontairement de ressentir telle ou telle température.
So generally the animals, they are meant for sense gratification, but human life has to practice tapasya to control sense gratification. Just like we are prescribing to our disciples no illicit sex life, no intoxicants, no meat eating, and no gambling.
Notre maître spirituel recommande à tous ses disciples de suivre quatre principes qui sont que ses disciples ne doivent pas manger de viande, qu'ils ne doivent pas prendre de produits intoxicants, qu'ils ne doivent pas avoir de rapports sexuels illicites et qu'ils ne doivent pas non plus jouer ou bien spéculer mentalement ou monétairement.
No illicit sex means, less like the dogs and hogs, they have no consideration with whom they are having sex intercourse. The hog especially, pig, it does not discriminate whether sister, mother or anyone else, you see. So, tapo means, we are accustomed to so many sinful activities, so we have to restrain from them.
Des rapports sexuels, que ce soit la mère, que ce soit la fille, ne font aucune différence. Au contraire, l'être humain doit être capable de discerner et contrôler, maîtriser ses désirs dans ces matières.
The tapasya, accepting voluntarily some painful situation, that is required. Say, for I am accustomed to smoke or to drink wine, so I have to give it up. This is meant for human life. I have to give it up. Although I shall feel some pain in the beginning, but still I have to tolerate it. This is called tapasya. In the Western countries, to give up this habit is a little difficult, because about 40 years ago, one of my godbrother came to London, and he had a talk with Marquis of Jutland, and the Lord inquired from him whether he can be converted into a Brahmana. He inquired from my godbrother whether he can be made into a Brahmana.
Au frère spirituel de Srila Prabhupada s'il pouvait devenir un brahman.
So, our godbrother said, yes, you can be converted into a brahmana if you give up these habits, namely illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling.
Alors le frère...
But the gentleman replied, Lord Jutland, it is impossible. So that means he was not prepared to accept the tapasya.
Ça veut donc dire qu'il n'était pas du tout préparé à accepter le tapasya, accepter les pénitences.
Voluntarily abnegation.
Le tapasya qui est donc une abnegation volontaire.
But here Rishabdev says that the human life is meant for tapasya.
Mais ici, Rishabdev dit que la vie humaine est faite pour tapasya.
And not for living like pigs, hogs and dogs.
Sure.
Next, he says, tapo dibbam, because tapasya means to accept voluntarily some painful situation. It is not very much painful, but they consider. But we are undergoing already some painful situation working day and night. To satisfy the senses, that also requires tapasya, hard labor. But here, Rishabdev says that you accept some painful condition. It is not at all painful, but it appears Suppose the bond for God realization. The idea is that everyone is working hard day and night, but that is for sense gratification. But similarly, if you take little trouble, if you accept voluntarily some painful condition for realizing God, the bomb, that is the human mission. Now the question may be this, that both ways I have to accept some painful situation. So why shall I accept painful situation for realizing God? For material sense gratification, although I am working very hard, I am getting immediately some pleasure, sense pleasure.
Parce qu'en effet, lorsque j'agis et j'accepte les situations difficiles pour en retirer des plaisirs matériels, j'acquiers ce plaisir immédiatement.
So, why shall I work hard or accept some painful situation for realizing God, which is unknown and fictitious to me? So the reply is, tapo dibham putraka jina suddheta satta. My dear boys, if you accept a little trouble for realizing God, then your existential condition will be purified. What is the use of purifying? There is need. If you purify yourself, existential condition, then you will be saved from the four kinds of troubles or miseries of life, namely birth, death, old age and disease.
So,
God realization means spiritual realization.
Donc la relation de Dieu est la réalisation de son moi spirituel, de son identité véritable.
So Rishabhdev said, tapo dibham putraka jena sattam suddhe, by purification of your existential and condition, you enjoy brahma-sukham. After all, we are searching after happiness, pleasure. So, on account of our impure existential condition, our so-called happiness is temporary. Brahma-sukham means, here it is, jena sattam suddhe, when your existence is purified, now we have got impure existence, this material body. When you get our spiritual body, that is called purified. So, Rishabhdev says, sattam jasmat brahma saukham anantam. As soon as you get your spiritual body, then there is unlimited happiness. We are, after all, in the Vedanta Sutra it is said that the living entity or God, both of them are for enjoying life, blissful life.
Il est dit dans le Vedanta Sutra que Dieu et que tous les êtres vivants existent, sont faits simplement pour ressentir une joie, un bonheur extrême.
Just like when you are diseased, you have got some fever, so you cannot enjoy life. Similarly, in this diseased condition of material existence, we cannot enjoy life. Therefore, if we purify our existential condition by tapasya, then we come into our spiritual existence and we can enjoy our life eternally. Usually, therefore, that when we have got this human form of life, we shall not waste it simply for sense gratification like the dogs and hogs. We should practice tapasya, restraint, and then we purify our existence and we are situated in a position wherein we can enjoy blissful life forever. Now the process is prescribed how to execute this tapasya life. Rishabhdev says, Mahat sevang daram ahur vimukti. To get liberation, liberated from this entanglement of material life, one has to serve Maha great saintly person. Maha seva dharam ahu vimukta. Vimukta means for liberation. If you want to get liberation from this material bondage, repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, and not only that, so long we live, there are so many miserable conditions of life. This is called material existence. If we want to get out of this entanglement, then we must take to the service of great saintly personalities.
Sure.
That is the way for liberation. Mahat seva dharam ahur vimukte stamat dharam joshitam sangri sangam. There are two, just like we are in the cross row, which way you shall go. But that can be understood in this human form of life.
Donc il y a une voie que l'on peut suivre. Et si par exemple on se trouve à un croisement, il y a plusieurs routes, il devient difficile de savoir quelle est la voie à suivre. Mais on peut savoir, grâce aux Écritures, ce qu'est la vie exacte à suivre, quelle est la mission de la vie humaine.
This human form of life, we have come to this point by evolution. Now we are on the just on the crossroad, whether we shall go this way or that way.
You
want to be free from the entanglement of material misery, then here it is recommended, Mahat Seva. We must render service to the holy, saintly person. And if you want to go deeper and deeper in the darkest region of existence, then we should turn our face for saint galleries. So, the instruction is very long, so make it short, I beg to inform you that this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to save person from going to the way of darkness. If you go farther and farther on the path of darkness, we become more and more entangled. More entanglement means there are 8,400,000 forms of body. So after death, we have to accept another body.
Stupid.
In the Bhagavad Gita, tatha dehantaram prapti dhiras tattva namoyati. As we are passing from one body to another in this life, I was a child, you are a child, everyone, but that child body is no more existing. I am existing in a different body. And I have to pass through many different bodies. So this is also dehantram prapti, changing the body. So similarly, after death, we shall change the body. Dehantram prapti means to accept another body.
Now,
as I have already said, there are 8,400,000 forms of bodies.
So
we have to accept one of them at the time of death on the basis of our mental condition.
Sure.
If we are accustomed to the beastly mentality like dogs and hogs, then naturally we are going to get such body. But if we practice during this life, human form of life, while we are intelligent enough, godly life, then we are going back to home, back to God.
Now, it is
up to us to decide whether we are going to the dogly life or godly life. That is our choice.
According
to the instruction of Rishabhdev, he says that this human form of life is a chance to practice godly life and go back to home, back to God. What is the time now? So, we are in the juncture. Now it is up to us to decide whether we are going back again to the cycle of birth and death from one body to another, or go back to home, back to Godhead, attain eternal body, blissful life.
Donc, Nous nous trouvons maintenant à la croisée des chemins et c'est à nous de choisir si nous voulons retourner vers une vie matérielle de plus en plus basse et avoir donc un corps de chat ou de chien une prochaine fois, une vie de plus en plus dure, de plus en plus agréable, ou au contraire, aller vers dans l'autre chemin, dans l'autre voie et atteindre une vie spirituelle en pratiquant une vie spirituelle maintenant.
So the path is described very distinctly. Mahaseva daram ahur vimukte. If you want to get out of this entanglement, then we must associate with saintly personalities.
Yeah.
To go back in the cycle of birth and death, then we may associate with persons who are addicted to sense gratification.
Mais si on, au contraire, on veut aller vers la voie qui va nous amener à la répétition de la vie et de la mort, il faut alors vivre en la compagnie de personnes qui ne recherchent que la gratification de leur sens, que des plaisirs matériels.
So now there are descriptions, very long descriptions, who is saintly person, who is not saintly person. So it will take much time. We should request you, we have opened this branch of Krishna consciousness movement just to give chance everyone to come here and associate with the saintly devotees and make your life very successful.
No.
I shall finish this lecture by reading one line only. The symptoms of saintly person is given Mahantaste samachitta prasanta vimannava sru hidasadhava je. Who is a saintly personality? That is given here. Mahantaste samachitta. Samachitta means they are equiposed, means they are not agitated by the worldly activities. That means it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. This one of the qualifications is Samachitta, not disturbed by worldly activities. Because in the worldly activities, either you make some profit or make some loss. So our position is, when we get some profit, we are very jubilant. But when we are losing something, we are very morose, unhappy. But a Mahanta is equiposed. He is neither very happy when he makes profit, neither at all sorry when he makes losses. This is the first sign. Mahaseva, Mahantasti Samachitta Prasanta. Prasanta means very peaceful. This is another qualification. Mahantasti Samachitta Prasanta Vimannava. He is never angry.
Une autre qualification, une personne sainte, est qu'elle n'est jamais en colère.
Suhida, and is well wisher.
Et elle est aussi. Elle veut le bien-être de toutes les autres personnes, de tous les autres êtres.
He is well wisher not only for the human race, suhida sarva bhutanam, for all living entities.
Mais cette
personne,
like this person, that's who are very friendly to the human being, but they send the poor animals to the slaughterhouse.
What?
Saintly person. Saintly person is Srida Sarva Bhutanam. For all living entities, his friend. Srida and Sadhava. Sadhava means well-behaved. Sadhava Sadhubhutana. Well-behaved. The well-behavior is described in the Shastra to become a devotee of the Lord. The purpose of saintly person is to become devotee of the Lord.
Et le symptôme principal d'une personne sainte est qu'elle sert Dieu.
This now, you can ask if you have got any questions.
Je vais faire en fait, va terminer sa conférence maintenant. Alors je vous en prie, si vous avez des questions, posez-les maintenant, vous avez l'occasion.
What
does it mean to serve God?
Hmm?
He's asking, what does it mean to serve God?
Help God?
What does it mean? Serve God.
Oh.
What it means to serve Him.
You do not know the meaning of serving?
Est-ce que vous ne savez pas ce que veut dire servir?
Oui, c'est lui, c'est fait quelque chose de bon là. Mais qu'est-ce que ça signifie que c'est dire Dieu? Parce que vous faites, c'est toujours Dieu là, si on n'est pas capable.
So he said, yeah, I know what means service. Service means that I must do something good for someone. But what does that mean to serve God? If we are not able to do it, what is it exactly? What do we have to do?
No, you can do it as you are serving your country, your family, or your friend. You are serving already. It is not that you are not serving. So similarly, you can serve God.
Donc vous savez ce que servir parce que vous servez maintenant votre famille, vous servez votre pays, vous servez différentes sortes de personnes. Donc vous savez déjà ce qu'est le service. Il s'agit de la même chose lorsqu'on sert Dieu.
Just like we find from Bhagavad Gita, Arjun served God. Krishna, he was a military man, so he was engaged in fighting. Krishna wanted him to fight for his interest, so he fought. That is service to God.
Any
position, as you are serving your country, your family, your friend, you can serve God also.
Showing
the examples in every center, what we are doing. We are glorifying the Lord, we are preaching God's glory, we are publishing book for understanding God, we are cooking for feeding God. So many, all our activities are meant for serving the Lord. That's all.
So his question is, if we glorify God every day, all the time, then is God going to give us something back, something in return for our service?
God is already giving you everything.
Dieu vous a déjà tout donné. Tout ce que vous avez vient déjà de Dieu.
Even if you do not serve.
Que vous le serviez ou non, il vous donne tout.
Yeah, he's so kind that even those who are not serving, he is supplying all the necessities.
Sa bonté est illimitée, si bien qu'il donne, il subvient aux besoins de tous les gens, même de ceux qui ne le servent pas.
So when you serve God, whatever you want, you'll get.
Mais lorsqu'on sert Dieu, alors on peut désirer n'importe quoi et on l'obtiendra toujours. C'est sur le service that we offer now, we're going to get it back in another life.
No, in this life.
Pas dans une autre vie, mais dans cette vie même.
Just like we are serving God, we have no profession, we have no business, we have no income, but Krishna is supplying all the necessities of life.
We are
paying for this house $2,000 per month. We have got 100 such centers. We are spending about $1 million per month, but we have no fixed income. Krishna is supplying.
So I can understand that really God helps you.
Now you can understand by common sense that if you serve somebody here in this material world, he pays you some money, salary, and God is all powerful. If you serve him, he will not pay you.
No problem.
God is paying everyone, one who is not serving him. If you serve, he will pay you sufficiently. Don't bother.
Il faudrait savoir si on exploite Dieu ou si on savoir donner en attendant absolument rien. Là, on a un peu l'impression que lui donner quelque chose, attendant autre chose. Mais finalement, je crois que l'être humain.
She thinks that we are a little exploiting God. Exploiting God.
Exploiting God.
No, you should not approach for exploiting God. That is not good.
No, notre premier transfertier avait fait en effet qu'il ne faut absolument pas vouloir être en contact avec Dieu, vouloir servir Dieu, afin d'avoir quelque chose en retour. C'est pas du tout l'attitude mentale qu'il faut avoir lorsqu'on approche Dieu.
But even if you go to God to exploit Him, that is also good.
Mais que même si l'on va vers Dieu pour l'exploiter, c'est-à-dire pour lui demander quelque chose, d'avoir quelque chose en retour, c'est quand même bien, c'est mieux que rien.
Stop. Ah, oui. Because after all, you are approaching God, even with the purpose of exploitation, that is not good. But because you are reaching God, that is very good.
Car en fait, que le désir soit d'avoir quelque chose en retour ou non, on entre quand même en contact avec Dieu. Donc c'est quand même bien.
Just like in Christian religion, we know that the prayer is God give us our daily bread. So God is supplying bread to everyone. It doesn't require to ask Him. But He, because He is going to the church and praying to the God, He is very good.
Donc on voit par exemple que dans les prières des chrétiens, ils demandent notre Père, donnez-nous notre pain quotidien. Donc il n'est pas nécessaire du tout de demander à Dieu de nous donner notre pain quotidien parce que de toute façon il nous le donne. She said that to ask, like the Christian asking for their daily bread, it is something very difficult, very painful. So it is very tragical.
No, these things are done by an innocent person. One who does not know that God, without asking, He supplies. There is no need of asking from God. Simply, we have to render our service.
Donc, non, c'est simplement innocent de la part de ces gens qui vont vers Dieu pour lui demander quelque chose, simplement parce qu'ils ne savent pas que Dieu leur demande.
The definition of devotional service is given in the Vedic literature. Annavilashita sunnam, without any material desire.
Les écritures védiques expliquent.
Serve God as a matter of duty.
Nous servirons Dieu.
We serve our Father as a matter of duty.
Comme nous servons notre Père, parce qu'il est de notre devoir de le servir.
And the Father takes care of the Son automatically.
Serve
does not serve Father. He gives all necessities of life.
Même si le Fils ne sert pas son Père va quand même prendre soin de lui et subvenir à tous ses besoins.
And what to speak of that Son who is rendering service?
Mais alors que dit?
Serve God for our own religions besides chanting Hare Krishna, besides becoming a devotee?
Yes, religion means to serve God.
Donc la question était, est-ce que l'on peut servir Dieu sans obligatoirement pratiquer la conscience de Krishna, faire partie de ce mouvement et chanter à Krishna? Et Srila Prabhupada a répondu, en effet, religion veut dire servir Dieu.
We are preaching that anyone who has learned how to serve God, how to love God, he belongs to first class religion.
Et nous enseignons.
What is the name of that religion? Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Mormonism, it doesn't matter. We want to see the follower, whether he has learned to serve God and to love God. That's it.
Peu importe. So the question is that there was a man who was working in a house yesterday and he was killed during his work and he left his wife and two children and this man was praying God every day. So what is going to happen now to him?
His children will not die for want of her. Meaning millions and millions of children, why not her?
So that in India, the people who are chanting Hare Krishna, they are very poor and they are dying of hunger. But there's those who are very rich, they are not religious at all, they do not chant Hare Krishna, but are very rich and they enjoy very much.
Yeah, but those who are chanting, they are not dying.
Oui, en français, la réponse est
oui. I'm Indian, I'm not dying.
I'm Indian, I'm coming from Calcutta, from the mall at sea. I am seeing every day. This is the past time.
But you do not know who are chanting.
Yes, I know. I went.
No, that's not. That I cannot accept. Those who are chanting, we have got a branch in Calcutta, in Mayapur, in Bombay, in Vrindavan. None of our devotees are dying.
But I regret to say that in Mayapur, in Navadvip also, I saw their poor people dying.
So you simply inspect only persons who are dying. You do not see who are living.
Donc,
poor in India. I ask the people here, we have got so many devotees in Europe, who is dying? Nobody is dying. It is simply propaganda.
I know nothing about Europe. It is the first time I am coming to Europe. I was always in Bengal.
But you are wrongly informed. You are talking from Europe about India.
No, I was in India about 1 month ago.
What is the 1 month's experience? You have simply seen persons who are dying. That's all.
I am from Calcutta. I teach in Calcutta. I live in Calcutta. I am always in Bengal.
So you have seen that all Calcutta men are dying?
Yes, poor people are dying.
This is all lying propaganda. I don't believe. I am born in Calcutta.
I am not saying anything to contradict you, just explain me.
No, there is no contradiction. I am speaking that God is feeding in the animals, even the elephants, even the serpents. And why God will not feed the humankind? This is a wrong impression. Everyone has food fixed by God. Even if he is not serving God, God is supplying all the necessities to the animals. Why not to the human being? This is wrong impression. Yes?
In the Bible,
that at the beginning was the world, and this world was God, and this world was with God. So what is this world?
God, and God's word, they're identical. God and God is God's form, God's quality, God's entourage. Everything is God. That is called absolute. As when I speak, my speaking is different from me. So that is not the case with God. The God's words, the vibration of God, that is also God.
Dieu est absolu. Name of God, can the name of God be pronounced, uttered?
Yes, why not?
Oui, pourquoi pas?
Parce que Dieu était avant.
God was existing before we could utter, we could pronounce. So how can
So God, because existing, his name was also existing. Therefore, his name is not material name. Because God was existing, his name was existing. So God was existing before creation. Therefore, his name, his form is not material.
Dieu existait. God is not material. How is it possible to pronounce it materially without material tongue?
Yes, it is possible. When you are purified.
Oui, ça devient possible lorsqu'on est purifié.
Has God put the suffering here for us to experience so that we will want to give up material lives and get closer to Him? Is it a punishment?
Yes.
Est-ce que Dieu a fait que la souffrance?
Oui.
Dieu fait amour pour les hommes. Dieu qui s'est nommé le Dieu d'amour.
Is the God of love, does He punish man?
Yes, God has got two business, maintenance and punishing.
Oui.
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Puritrana sadhuna vina sahaya duskita. That the government has got the law to give protection to the obedient citizens and to send the rascals to the prison house.
Oui, Dieu a deux devoirs. She said that these laws are only laws which exist in the human world, but that God doesn't have these laws.
Well, human laws are imitation of God's laws.
Les lois des humains sont des imitations des lois divines.
In the Vedanta Sutra it is said, Janmadasa Jataha. The absolute truth is that from where everything emanates. So this human law has come from God. It is only imitation, imperfectly presented. But the principle is the same.
Il est dit dans le Vedanta Sutra.
Who is Guru Maharaj?
I do not know him.
La question était, est-ce que, à votre idée, qui est Guru Maharshi? Et je suis à point d'avoir répondu, je ne le connais pas.
Chan, Hare Krishna, we see also Hare Rama. Why are we talking about the Rama in this mantra?
Rama is also God, another name of God.
Parce que Rama est aussi Dieu, c'est simplement un autre nom de Dieu.
Rama means the who enjoys. Krishna means who attracts. So, God is the supreme enjoyer. Therefore, he is called Rama. And God is the supreme attractor. He attracts everyone. Therefore, he is called Krishna. So, the names are on the quality of God.
Le nom Rama veut dire celui qui détient tous les plaisirs, qui jouit de tout ce qui existe dans le monde. Et le mot Krishna veut dire celui qui attire tous les êtres. C'est pour ça que Dieu est à la fois Rama et Krishna. D'un côté Krishna parce qu'il est infiniment fascinant, et d'autre côté Rama parce qu'il détient toutes les joies du monde. Et tous les noms de Krishna expriment toujours une des qualités de Dieu.
We have already questioned.
No, that you explain exactly what is materialistic life and how is it possible to be in the world of matter and at the same time not be entangled by it, you know, be separated from it.
What is material life and how can we live in this material?
Material life means no knowledge of God, no service of God. That is material life.
La vie matérielle veut dire que l'on ne connaît pas Dieu, on vit sans connaître Dieu et sans servir Dieu. C'est ce qu'on appelle une vie matérielle.
And he wants to know how can we live in this material world without becoming entangled?
But you cannot know the God by living here. You are trying to know so many things. Why don't you try to know God?
Donc il faut pour
material life means one who does not know God. One who does not serve God. These are the two things. See, if you know God and if you serve God, that is not material life.
Srila Prabhupada vient expliquer que la vie matérialiste veut dire vivre sans connaître Dieu et sans servir Dieu. C'est-à-dire que si l'on vit en servant Dieu et en connaissant Dieu, on ne vit plus du tout une vie matérielle, une vie matérialiste.
So if you try to know God and if you serve God, that is not material life.
Donc si vous essayez de connaître Dieu, know the will of God.
You want to know?
Vous voudriez savoir?
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. You give up all other occupations, simply surrender unto Him. That's right.
La réponse se trouve dans la Bhagavad Gita.